Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this is a Math Strat Chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on others' thinking.
Hey, we did a problem last week. This week it was 144 minus 36. Sometime. What is wrong with me?
Hey, Kim, how's it going?
Hi.
Glad you're there.
I could pay. I really don't have this many focus issues. Oh, goodness.
You're doing great. Hey, we're all human, right? We're all human.
144 okay. minus 36. That's the problem. Y'all pause and solve it and then come back to hear how we're going to solve it.
Whether you want it or not, that's the problem. Bam.
All right. Okay. You want to go first or you want to? I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
All right. I kind of like 144, but I'm going to go 144 minus 36 is not super nice. So I'm going to shift that problem up a bit and I'm going to shift it by 4 so I can do what you love and have the friendly number be what I'm subtracting. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go my new problem that's equivalent is 148 minus 40, and that's just 108.
Nice. So just an equivalent problem. Finding the difference between the numbers shifted up.
Yep.
Very cool. I'm going to think a little multiplicatively.
Okie dokie.
So I'm thinking about 144 as 12 12s and 36 as 3 12s.
Yep.
And so 12 12s minus 3 12s is 9 12s. Now, that's a little tricky because at that point, do I know 9 12s? Well, I'm so glad that you went first because I can look at your 108 and go, yeah, that is 9 12s. Bam. Yeah. Otherwise, I'll be honest, 9 12s I have to think about just a little bit. And I usually do something like it's not 84. It's not 96. Oh, it's got to be 108.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what though? 12s. Yeah.
Some people would say, oh, well, students can't do that. There's a lot of kids who, for whatever reason, love the 12s. I don't know what it is. Cooper, my younger, was obsessed with the 12s. And when he was in third grade, and he was probably not paying attention like his mom, you know, he would like do all kinds of weird things with 12s for, I don't know, is it because it's the biggest fact? I'm not sure. But he owns 12s like super well to really high numbers. So, you know. Why not?
I mean, there's some super nice things that you can do with them. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right, everyone. We want to see your strategy. What are you doing? Bring some new stuff to us. Is it anything like ours or something super cool and different? Represent your thinking. And when you get there on social media to post your thinking, comment on other people's thinking.
Yeah, tag me and use the hashtag MathStratChat. And check out our next Math Strat Chat problem that we'll post on Wednesday evenings around 7 Central Time. And pop back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. Thank you for being part of the Math is Figureoutable movement, because math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn 4 routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure-outable.